This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Mic's adjusted. Intel Scanner coming to you hot Tuesday night. Whatever the date is, shit's going down.
Sometime after summer, I think. Yeah.
No topic tonight. It's been a busy week. Everybody had a lot to do. Last couple days spent on a roof. Big pile of bullshit. Not as crazy as fucking ISIS, Ebola. Supposedly fucking Mother Russia's coming in to invade wherever the fuck, some Eastern European toilet. Well, anything else? I guess that's a show. We'll go ahead and wrap it there.
Thank you all for showing up.
we're down a host, and I'm going to have to put the phone on shut the fuck up. I don't even know how to turn the volume here. So what's been going on in the news? I just gave a look over the D report, and Ebola's all over it. World War E, Ebola. We've been talking about Ebola a lot on Intel Scanner. I'm really fascinated by Ebola.
Well, it's
anybody
the,
else?
It's the no? beginning of the fucking end there, in a sense. I mean, we're starting to send all of our troops over there to start, what are they doing? They're going to try to contain it. But of course, they're going to end up getting infected with it. And then it's going to be a precursor on how it spreads over here to the...
Well, yeah, they'll bring them back here so that they can treat them after they get infected. That way we can all get infected.
Exactly.
It's all part of the plan. Have you seen what the Ebola virus looks like?
In a microscope.
The micron images of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty gnarly looking.
It just looks like a badass. Why did they have to name it something so scary as Ebola? That's frightening. Why couldn't they could have named it something? I really like these microphones. We'd like to thank Shure Microphones for being really awesome.
Yeah, they just swung a deal with us for some advertising, so you'll be hearing some Shure ads on here. And we traded out some microphones and some studio monitors and got our studio outfitted really nice in exchange for a whole bunch of advertising. And so, yeah, you'll be hearing more about Shure, some new products, what they got going on. Our other host just walked in. He looks like he just come out and walked into a titty bar or something. He's smiling really bright here looking at all these mics.
Possibly affected with Ebola.
Yes, so possibly. They came from Chicago. If you don't know, Shure is in Chicago. That's where they're located at. So they came from Chicago. It just might be.
So does Chicago have Ebola?
Who knows? Chicago's got everything.
It's the windy city.
It is. It's the windy
like
city.
Like little Ebola town, like little Chinatown that they have out
so
in the places.
It's
going to become. There's going to become little Ebola towns.
So yeah, if it's airborne, yeah. That's just going to be on the wind in the windy city.
Beware of the wind.
So what's blowing your way today?
Well, there's
lots of things blowing in the wind, blowing
shit.
And blowing. You know, it's blowing and going. It's just like a whorehouse around here. They blowing and going.
Hey, leave my mom out of this, damn it.
Really.
Well, no topic tonight. We're just fucking around. I want to do game show part two. Game show part two next week, possibly. Yeah. Producer. We need to go ahead.
Game show part two.
Possible. Yeah. It's possible.
I have a bunch of game show written already.
Really?
Yes.
You're ready for that one?
Yeah,
huh?
I am. I'm looking quite forward to it. I appreciate the first one was just insanely funny to me.
What's the dress code for it?
There is.
Just wear clothes.
As long as you've got a face for radio.
I can't bring a surprise naked guest host if she's hot.
That's always encouraged.
We could have like a Vanna. We need a Vanna for part two.
We need a Vanna?
A beautiful Vanna.
Ding. There we go. We'd be like... How can we work that?
Well, it needs to be visual. I think we need a little video in there.
How's that stuff taste at this highly toxic energy drink that I'm drinking?
Delicious.
It is?
It's very delicious.
I'm convinced Jameson is talking to me.
Yeah.
It has
turned shit to gold.
And there's nothing like a wide awake drunk at the end of the night.
No. all shining and glittering like a new age vampire.
There's an end to the night? That happens?
Glittering, covered with the end asphalt the remnants from tearing roofs off.
This is always a good time.
Yes, always a good time.
In fact, I noticed that there's a new compressor about.
A new compressor?
A new compressor, it seems.
Oh, that's borrowed from...
Oh, Redog.
Yeah, from Redog.
Redog. Shout out to Redog tonight.
I didn't use it. You should have seen the compressor I was using. It was like the size of a fucking car engine.
No shit.
Yeah, pulled it out of his garage. And...
So this show tonight was sponsored and brought to you by Jameson.
Jameson.
Not the Irish version, but the Japanese version of Jameson, where you have to bow.
Jameson. Thank God. That's when the apocalypse is really coming in, when they start making Jameson in Japan.
I was
the Japanese company bought Jim Beam.
I was just reading about Japanese whiskey. Apparently, it's kind of a big deal in the international market right now.
Some Japanese company just bought Jim Beam, Maker's Mark.
That shit's crap.
Anything made by the Beam family has now sold out to Japan. Way to go, Jim Beam.
Southern pride.
Your Jim, actually James Marshall Beam, is rolling in his grave right now.
Nice. once Budweiser went, it was just a matter of time for every other fucking...
Oh, I didn't know Budweiser went there.
Oh, yeah, they sold that years ago for like $50 billion to...
Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium Corporation.
Yep, InBev.
Well, at least they know how to brew beer. Yeah, they know how to brew beer over there. So.
But even the name Budweiser has been under a trademark dispute for a long time because there's three companies that market a beer called Budweiser. And traditionally it comes from the town of Budweiser.
There's a town called Budweiser?
Yep.
Budweiser, huh?
Where's the translator we need to know?
That has the potential to become a really dirty word.
Budweiser. I believe it's Budweiser. Pronounced in the original language, the archaic.
Budenweisen,
yes. And it's when you put your ass in a clamp. It's more or less, it's a Budenweisen.
German wasn't a romance language, was it?
You almost had me for a second there. I was like, really?
Budenweisen.
German's one of the languages where it always sounds like you're hacking up a hairball, unlike French, where they can tell you to go eat dog shit and it sounds beautiful and you want
German
more.
And in Low German, there's different dialects of the language, and the higher German is actually more
rounded,
softer and rounded on the edges. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. And the lower version, the common tongue of Germany, that's
a little more guttural.
Less, it's a lot more guttural. Chicken sprecken and fucking yakabaka. And this is a cookie recipe, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm getting terrified listening to it.
And German's one of those good languages for anger. They can really express anger in a great way, you know. There's the Irish is good at expressing sadness.
Right? Sip one down and pass it around.
Gaelic.
Here.
Gaelic. How can you sound depressed speaking Gaelic? I don't know.
Really.
You can.
I thought it was more of a happy language. The Druids and all that.
Yeah, the Druids.
They were like,
that's a happy sounding word.
Baby on the bone fire. Yes.
You can tell by the name gods. Druid that it's another totally very pleasant, and they're a very happy-go-lucky type of people.
So, all right, let's ask this question. Why do all societies throughout history wind up throwing babies on fires or cutting hearts out of people
That's
and
a broad
sacrificing
statement.
To the gods? Like, seems that every culture throughout
a couple
history
of them.
Has sacrificed
the innocent to for the gods, well, human for the new harvest, just, for the sun to come up.
I wouldn't
for
say any a baby reason. On a fire. I mean, Molech, they put him on his arms.
Cthulhu.
They're tender of toasted, right?
They fight way less than like a full-grown adult. I mean, they're a lot easier to wrestle.
You don't need as big a fire. The spit's smaller. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's family size.
Oh, the meat's tender?
Much more economic.
It's kind of like veal, you know?
From what I understand, Lord. If you wrap it in gold leaf and then and put bacon. It on them.
Yeah. And pomegranates. You got to have pomegranate sorry. Juice.
You'll never grow old.
And stick a pomegranate right in that motherfucker's mouth. I mean, because...
My dear Lord, I didn't know what I was coming here for tonight.
Frying up dead babies tonight.
That's a good Lord.
This is the Intel Scan. No,
that's just for appetizers.
The iceberg.
We do have some literature buffs. There's a book, A Modest Proposal.
This is why we do this shit. I'm just saying.
Oh, what was that author's name? There's a book, A Modest Proposal, and that's actually what it's like. If there are children that are unwanted pregnancies, instead of like aborting them, you should just like feed them to the other people.
Yes,
it's like Soylent Green, but like babies.
That's a movement. That's a movement. No, that's that I can
a
book. Support.
That's a classical novel. See, I can't remember. It's called A Modest Proposal. I can't remember the author right now. I'll Google it. Hold on. A modest proposal.
Hold on. Let me step off my. That's about by Aldous Huxley or some shit.
That's just not the kind of modest proposal I want.
I love the title.
Right for a book that's about that.
I want to write Modest Proposal Part 2. I mean, this could be something.
You can feed other people.
I got a proposal for you.
It almost sounds like a Terry Pratchett book or something like that.
Easy solution for your unbaby problems.
Unbaby.
That's a self. It's a self-help novel for society.
You can still get an abortion up till the age of 3, apparently, as far as the American.
If they prove by the time they're old enough to talk, that they're useless.
That helps me out.
You had this thing and now you don't like it. I mean, and still get rid of it. I'm
There's a 9-year return policy.
Oh, you should be able to abort your child up until like 16.
Yeah, age 16. Age 16 is my idea.
Nobody would live past 16. Like at age 16, all their parents.
Abort!
Listen, you're about to turn 16. You need to learn to shut your mouth right now.
Yeah, it's like a Harry Potter thing. Just get used to it. Just deal with it.
All right. If your kid makes it to 11 or 12 and they're just a shithead, and you can tell they're gonna be a shithead. Abort! Mission abort!
They're killing cats in the alley.
Abort!
I would have never made it.
They just molested their little sister.
Exactly.
I mean, you know.
Shot a cat with an arrow through the fucking fence.
Right.
They ain't gonna.
You need to just call the herd where it's needed. That's all.
See, that's.
Wait, that's why we have Ebola.
Wait a minute.
It's indiscriminate.
Are we out of control?
I heard that argument actually for biological warfare. They said, well, you know, it is if you're not gonna genetically adapt. Then obviously your genes shouldn't be on this planet anyway. So it's fair. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it'll take a judge down just the same as it'll take, like, a criminal.
And lucky for us, God thank the government for releasing this Ebola.
Why haven't you adapted to avoid death yet? Right.
Yeah. If you were really the next step of evolution, you'd have totally have become immortal by now.
So given that, if that's... I got a question.
What if you got that, like, in a fortune cookie?
I got a modest proposition for everybody.
If you haven't adapted... to death, kill yourself.
I have a modest proposition for everybody. A modest proposition.
Said every whore ever.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help.
Damn you! My secret's out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the second time I've ever got applause in my entire life.
So, Ebola wipes out everybody on the planet except for those able to adapt, and you're the only one. You're the only one that could genetically adapt to not die from it on a North American continent. Would you want to be that one person or not?
Yes.
Only if I could do geometry. If you can't do geometry, it's kind of a waste.
Can I travel to the South Continent?
If you can make it there, hell yeah. If you don't get eaten alive by a bear or a panther or something like that, or you know,
I guess my argument would be like, what if you're not an architect or somebody useful?
What if you knew there was pussy on the South American continent that survived? Then would you travel?
I will eat panther and eat bear on my way.
I think I would migrate for just pretty much any reason.
You're the
every day, all the time.
Just to
cold,
see if they
cold.
Have some shit I could take from them. I mean, I'm white after all.
Time to go south. It's getting chilly. You know,
that would suck to be the last person.
No way.
And just, what I if you're genetically adapted?
Being the last person would be ultimately my... It would feed my vanity to the fullest. Oh, to the fucking fullest. I would be finally complete.
I do love you, Pharaoh. I do.
As the last man on Earth, I would finally be complete.
But I'm they have to fuck me now. Not if you were the last one. So I'll put that to
We have open lines right now. If anybody feels free to call in, anybody listening, 406-545-4496. That all that out there.
And if we haven't pitched you off by now, you're obviously not listening.
You are brain dead.
Pay attention.
You have cognitive dissonance.
Dissonance.
Yes, yeah.
Dissonance.
And then dissonance. Yes. And so you got to get over that whole cognitive dissonance. That,
yeah, you could wind up hurting yourself if you don't get over your cognitive dissonance. Right. So pick up the phone and vent it a little bit here.
Come on now. It's 406-545-4496.
Option one.
We love you so much.
Every other show gets call-ins. Why can't we?
It's only a matter of time before we offend someone. That's when you know you've succeeded, when somebody calls in and just like...
Even if one person is listening.
I've been waiting. I've tried.
And I hate you so much.
I don't know what more I can say. What more can I say?
We have said
everything.
We're getting even worse.
I'm here now. Somebody's going to get offended.
I think we've said everything.
Before you came here, we were offensive already.
My favorite is still Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin doing a gay porn to solve the debt problem.
To bring unity among our countries.
Only if there's a dead baby involved with them.
There was at least one.
The dead baby's like naked.
And a priest.
And like pantyhose and high heels, the both of them.
And greased down and oiled up.
You gotta have a priest.
With Obama and a Russian flag and Putin and an American flag all cooking dead babies.
That would be if Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin had a baby together.
We need this poster.
The new Christ. It would be like Jesus reincarnate with powers. It would be like powers and shit. It would have baby powers. And it would be like assassinating people for crimes and things.
I could talk really good while doing it.
And talk really good like Barack Obama. Hello. So we're doing this thing now and... go ahead.
Hold on. I can hear myself in the headphones. I can't do it. I got it.
Barack
my
Obama.
Fellow Americans, we have a sincere crisis here on our hands. I give up. I quit. No, I can't do it.
All right. No one can.
I can't do it.
No,
fellow Americans.
I'm too black to do Barack Obama.
You're dark-skinned. You're no
who let him in here anyway?
We're not going to hold your racial handicap against you or anything.
We just have breaking news. Actually, the author that we were talking about, A Modest Proposal, Jonathan Swift.
Jonathan Swift. He wrote other things.
Is he related to Taylor Swift?
No, he's a famous author, actually.
How long did it take you to write it?
About eating babies.
How long did it take you to write it? Sounds pretty fucking quick.
So Taylor Swift's great-grandfather wrote this book, Modest Proposal.
And that's a baby they should have eaten.
They should have eaten.
I want to eat.
I'll take seconds. Yes.
You might also know him from, he wrote Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, no fucking way. I did not know that, but that's awesome information.
Look at no wonder after Gulliver's Travels, no wonder he wrote a book about eating babies.
He's got everything out of proportion.
Travel to the abortion clinic.
Come on.
My dear God. My Lord.
Oh, Lord. I want to sweep a chimney. There's chimneys out there that need swept.
Here's another great one on books. Stephen King, It. Listening to him do an interview. And they asked him, what was your inspiration for It? And he's like, I was trying to work on a novel, and the kids kept running back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on the deck outside my office and through my office, in the house, out of the house, and back and forth. 36 hours later, I'd written It.
You want some deep, dark, evil clown to come and swipe my children away.
I hate to say it, but I believe him. I honestly believe, knowing Stephen King, that's exactly the inspiration.
Attaboy, Steve.
I'm a huge Stephen King fan, actually. Kang. But I don't know if anybody's seen Under the Dome.
Steve-O Kang. What up? And actually, Stephen King is supposed to call in on the next show.
No, he's going to be here live. He's going to be in studio.
He's actually participating in a vegan ritual that we do that incorporates burning a witch at the stake. He's really into that.
He may come in live, but he's bringing leave the
virgin.
Burning
a witch. He accuses the virgin.
Yeah, I know. It's a virgin witch.
an ugly fifth grader. You found an ugly fifth grade witch.
Yeah. She's my daughter. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I finally made one that we can sacrifice to bring Cthulhu back,
dude. If we're sacrificing children, Pharaoh goes first.
Cthulhu asked me to sacrifice my 5-year-old virgin witch daughter. Yeah.
This is number nine. Nobody knew about her, obviously.
Wait a minute. Pharaoh, how old are you?
I'm 43. And we don't say
you
our
sure this you're not 15? We've got one more year to go. We can still abort you.
God, if only
I'm going to be 14 this month. I promise. I swear.
No,
I'm
well, 14, be, I'm, 14's the new well, 20, remember?
Oh, my God. The new 20. I don't remember that. No, I don't remember that. That was like a swift kick in the balls when you said that, Ada.
Yes, and yes.
I received that statement hard in the chest.
Because he's so attracted to 14-year-olds. He doesn't want to give them up to
now
the fire.
Now somebody's going
to
call him. Some creepy dude's going to call him, like, agreeing, like... Yeah, I totally am.
I told you guys. That's the phone call we need.
And there's this 12-year-old next door.
And then our ratings were through the roof.
Well, now it's 406.
Through the roof with pedophiles.
4-5. 4-4-9-6.
And for you higher intellectuals.
Have you seen the map of all the... You've seen the map of, like, the pedophiles, right? Like, they're,
oh, yeah.
Really? Like, we're surrounded by them. You're always surrounded. Well, no, because they send them from prison.
So why not?
Mental and psychological.
I want a pedophile to call in. The phone number is 406-545-4496. Thank you. Please call.
I'm with you. I'm waiting for it. Hold on. A moment of silence while we wait.
This is what I wanted to do tonight. Thank God you all are listening.
To the Intel Scanner
on mtradio.net. We're going to...
Oh, and your options when you call are 1.
Yeah, you got one option.
Yes.
Para español, marque el número dos.
No mind.
Para español, marque el número dos.
Is it almost break time?
And you know what?
We're about 10 minutes.
We still got 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
If you call in and you get put on hold, just fidget with the hatch key for a while. And if you're paranoid, don't worry. We know where you're at. We will come and find you.
Yes.
That's because we're tapped directly into the NSA, right? I mean, they know where you're at. We know where you're at.
But what they don't know about you, Mormons do.
No, you say in the pedophile famous word, in the or words cannibal of, baby stuff.
Herbert Hoover?
It's cool. And you say NSA and everybody Hoover? Looks at you like...
Herbert Hoover?
J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, J. Edgar Hoover.
What the FBI doesn't know about you, the Mormons do.
He cooked babies, right? Wasn't he
He was a weirdo.
J. Edgar Hoover?
No, he was like a fucking tranny.
Was there a Hoover that ate children?
Okay, listen. That's fine. He was a cross-dresser
and a baby cooker.
I'm learning all sorts of shit tonight.
Yeah, I bought it for $2.95 at the hardware store. And I was backing it up.
Hoover ate a baby.
Let's just say this here.
It's 2,000 watts.
When you're an inbred family of pedophiles and insane dominators, it's not hard to find your cousin in the insane asylum to come and do that for you.
When your family tree looks like a telephone pole.
Well,
which is the royal family.
When you're related to Vlad the Impaler.
So I have a proposition.
I have another proposition.
We've been propositioned all around.
I have another proposition.
What kind of proposition? What sort of proposition is it?
This is a Walmart proposition.
Oh snap.
Let's do a big time out. We have to stop talking over each other. We're doing horrible. Yeah.
No, we're doing great.
This is like the beginning of
this
show.
I've
raised my hand a couple times.
We have to do a hand raising or something.
And I will die.
It has to be like the Hitler fucking one.
Wait, I have. Oh.
No, you gotta cock like it's like.
Oh no, that's yeah. You're not allowed to Sieg Heil unless like you're saluting.
I just want to say now, for the record, that you girls are all pretty tonight. I would think that every girl here is looking so fine.
Fuck.
You've made yourselves up
if you
to look like
in the studio.
Little dolls. I'm in love with every one of you. And I want
you're
to,
making me uncomfortable.
I really wish touch. I could take the duct tape off
I want
your
to
mouth,
touch
but...
every one of you more than I already have. Thank you for succumbing to my advances. I appreciate
that. Succumbing.
Succumbing. Yeah.
Now what?
No,
go.
No, say it slower.
Anyone want to speak now? Go. You are a hell here.
I got
get your will. I captive.
Mr. Cotter.
Go.
That's for the old parts. Okay, here's my proposition for discussion. At Walmart, when you walk through the little scan deals going in and out,
This is my solution to all the social problems in America. When you pass through those, it should sterilize everybody for 24 hours.
Doesn't it already? If there was a magic trick that could sterilize me for 24 hours.
No, they can irradiate
you. I could fuck 50 bitches.
Radiation will sterilize a lot of shit.
Holy fuck.
Anytime.
Cyclone B. Remember?
He's raising
a Cyclone B sterilizes. Oh, yeah, well, we already... And it is
birth control.
Right?
But right now...
birth control.
Cyclone
I thought
B
bullets
is
were
birth
the cure.
Control.
Cyclone B
bullets
cures
are the cure,
everything.
The cure is acne, too.
I'm lost.
Right now, they set the lower your IQ when you walk through them.
I see.
Both directions. Radiate,
and squirt you with Cyclone B.
And unzip your
DNA. Cyclone B cures low IQ. We just solved another mystery here.
I wasn't here for the Cyclone B. What is Cyclone B, may I ask?
Cyclone B was some sort of chemical that they sprayed onto the Jews.
Allegedly on the Jews in the alleged Holocaust.
Allegedly.
Allegedly developed by the alleged Monsanto Corporation.
J-Dog, you need to speak up. Speak up. What you got to say? I'm singling you out now. You have something to say.
I'm not even sure.
Something needs to be said, and you know what it is. Say it.
Can you tell me what Zyklon B is? Nobody is actually
saying. Zyklon B
is to gas the Jews.
Yeah, it's what they put in the showers when they were gassing the Jews. That's why German showers have...
And the
11 holes.
And why? Because Cyclone B is a gas.
The, 11 holes.
The gays, the gypsies, I mean, whoever. Drug addicts.
Because you can only plug 10.
All the unsavories.
Are you reaching up for the holy breasts? Is that what you were doing there?
So different now. Is everyone not being singled out now? Everyone listening, tell me, are you on probation? Have you been pulled over lately? Have you had an altercation with the police?
The man.
The law enforcement officers that they call Leo. L-E-O, law enforcement officers. Officers of...
Are you ready?
Tyranny.
Whatever happened officers to him being a peace officer?
Implementing
the laws of the
corporate takeover.
Protect and serve.
Why are they not? Why are these people, the protect and serve people, not saying, I don't agree with your policies and I will not implement them?
Because
why
they give you a psychological screening before they hire you to
and
make
so
sure that
all of a sudden
you agree
now
with their
every cop every cop a has test. A 72 IQ now.
90.
That is
90
a,
no. best.
No, that is a fucking fact though. That is a fucking fact because they
it is that's who
they
I
will
hire.
Not
Thank
hire
you. No, go Jim.
They
go.
Will not hire police officers with an IQ higher than like 132 or whatever the fucking minimal range
sir.
Is at, mainly because they know they will fucking move on to a better job eventually, because only a dumbass would fucking be a goddamn cop in this fucking world today.
You're being hired to be a cop.
I would love to be a cop.
You're a thug.
A foot soldier.
If you're a cop, you're a thug.
What is it? All right. I like the Venture Brothers.
Mercenary? Machiavelli would call
hey,
you a mercenary.
Could somebody please look out the window and see who just drove up?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jack boot.
It's this gigantic black SUV filled with guys.
I think
sunglasses.
I see a red
no
and blue light flashing.
Oh, God.
I really did. I don't see anybody.
Oh, it was a fragment of my imagination, sorry.
Or my gullibility.
So Puppet Master Studios were taken over tonight by insane madmen who spoke truisms.
Was there supposed to be a show tonight
and
here
sure
right now?
The Shure microphones are indeed.
What?
Are we live?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, we're only fucking Shure.
Big Roy.
Mike.
Or
this
Big,
sure
I'm
thing.
Sorry. No. I mean Bob.
Bond.
We don't say names.
Thanks,
on
thanks for the microphones,
Mr.
Bob.
Bond.
Bond. Bob.
Bob
Bond.
Bond.
Bob Bond.
Mr.
Bob
Bond.
James is fucking.
It's a sure thing.
Cousin.
All right. Well, since we have limited time till the break.
Limited
from
time.
Now, I'm going to say, I want to shout out to Josh Schleining. I'm going to say his name on
ooh,
air.
Ooh.
My motherfucking man. He is a promoter
yep.
from hell.
Yep.
This guy, if you ain't associated with Josh Schleining and you're in a band and you just have things to promote, then you're missing out. This motherfucker, he does the shit. He does it. If you want to have your name out there, this guy does the thing. Also, he's associated with mtradio.net. And we offer advertising space. We offer airtime. We offer
Commercials. We're doing commercials. We'll do whatever.
Condescending looks.
I will show up at your house and suck your dick. Just fucking call in. Fuck.
I will bully your fucking child.
406-545
in front of you.
4496. If you up in the D, I want to make a shout out to my man Ray Ray. I want to give a shout out to my nigga Tic Tac. What up, nigga?
West Side.
What up? And my fucking nigga, what are you? Dirty Low.
It's a good thing you're black and Dirty you can actually
Low.
Say
my
that.
My nigga Dirty Low out there still doing the
if us crackers said that, we'd be in trouble right
the,
now.
Did we just drop the N-bomb? We did. Well, it's, have, it's, we, no, have we ever broke
he's
that
black.
Banner?
He's black. He can do that.
Yeah, it's not racist. It's okay for that race.
Well, my grandson is black, and that gives me entitlement, I feel.
I got black cousins that are in prison.
My daughter is married to a black man.
Dude, I have an aunt. I have an aunt that fucked a black guy like 10 years ago.
Do you have a daughter that's married to a black man?
I did too, once.
Call us. Only once. It's 406.
My cousin sucked a black man off like 10 years ago.
So I'm in.
Like, I can totally relate.
I was molested by a black man when I was 4 years old.
I was gangbanged by fucking the Crips, so whatever.
That's why you're part
Shaman. And I still love black men so much. I can't believe how big their penises
big
are.
Black
they took me right in.
Black man, your penis so very big. My penis so very small.
Famous words of the Vietnamese whore. No soul, brother. Tupuku. Tupuku. No soul, brother. Tupuku.
I'm going to some music, I think.
This is a rare specimen of the album.
How about a music break?
We need to take a music break.
Tubuku.
You know what? I can't even wrap my hand around my own buku.
All right. Well, stay tuned, guys. We're going to play a quick music break, and we'll be back after this.
We love you.
Get what's coming to ya. My face to face.
we're back on the Intel Scan.
You just heard some My Fist, Your Face, In Rapture, and Asinine, all Montana artists. If you're a Montana artist, you want to hear your music on mtradio.net, just go to mtradio.net and hit upload. It's that easy.
Upload. Upload, it's so good.
Upload now.
Upload the show.
We love the upload. If there is no other thing that exists in the world, then it should be uploading. I uploaded into this girl last night. I can't believe she took every drop.
She's pregnant. She's pregnant.
So now I have another
baby to bake.
Another baby gestating. Gestating.
96.8.
That's marinating.
98.6 degrees like for that. 9 months. Right?
Yeah. Boy, those baby back ribs we just had.
That was tasty.
I want my baby back ribs. Baby back ribs.
Meat just falling off the bone.
That's how it started, wasn't it?
God, this is going to be the worst in the whole archives. This will be the worst one ever.
The archives are worth listening to. Everyone should log in. MTRadio.net.
Google Intel Scanner.
Fuck yes.
So hold on. I do got to ask. If we're going to do the human sacrifice thing, are you playing or are we talking? What are you doing? What are we doing here?
He's providing the,
Oh, they play something dark.
Go. All right, go.
He's playing with himself over there.
Yeah, use minor chords, that's it.
And a guitar.
Some Molech.
Molech
was an iron god that some people made, like the Canaanites, I think it was the Canaanites. And he was shaped with his arms out in like a beckoning or a holding gesture.
A beckoning.
But his stomach was hollow and they built a big fire in it, and he was made of iron, so the iron hands of Molech would get
fire of orange. Molech.
And glow with heat.
Do you think?
And they would place an infant as a sacrifice for the crops. Actually, there were several sacrifices. This is why God told the Jews to kill all the Canaanites, right?
Jews should kill
them all. Because they sacrificed babies. No, that's what he said. He said they're burning infants, go kill them. So now, I say unto you this. There has been a series of events that has occurred because of the same one individual.
Well, if you want to kill anybody, all you have to do is just say, God told you.
God told me to. That seems that to be the thing.
It doesn't need to be just Jews.
Yeah, the devil.
No.
That's every religion.
The devil made me do it.
Three religions. It's three religions. All the God of Abraham, Muslims, yes. Jewish, and Christians. And their God apparently says you should kill like everybody.
So the devil made me do it, doesn't work anymore.
No. God made me do it, totally works. The God of Abraham appeared to me and he said, you should kill everybody that doesn't.
If God made you kill somebody, please call in and let us know. 406-545-4496.
There's another number you can call for that.
Church, you can call us too.
What is the police department? You can also, if you killed somebody because God told you, you could also call them. Like, the Boys Town National Hotline is receiving those calls as well. Dude, I knew I recognized your voice.
We love people
should die. Killing that's, we don't people know why, but people should
at
die.
The end of
that's why
social
I
Darwinism. I want
so
social
much.
Darwinism.
Only because some people don't deserve to keep living.
Right. That, the same reason you advocate smoking is the same reason I advocate drinking.
Who gets to judge who dies?
I do.
Hey, Ebola.
Smoking
do
damages
you?
I do.
One of the major
well,
organs.
Who
in body.
Should
one
die?
Of the heart. So two. Lungs and heart.
My child die? Should your child die?
Does it?
Should.
Does it really?
Well, you're my instrument of
generation.
Death.
I am the
you
the
are
instrument.
My instrument
hold on.
Of death.
I wanna, can I talk
fuck
to this guy for a second?
Ass.
He's got some shit to say. I can feel it.
No, oh. Jim.
We haven't even been introduced.
J-Dog. J-Dog, you get some right now.
I'm
go.
The man on the street. What?
Man on the street. We were just talking about who should die and who should live.
Here we go.
What do you suppose?
I think everybody should take up fucking smoking. Mainly because there are entirely too. Well, yeah.
Because you
definitely smoke fucking crack. Smoke fucking weed. Smoke fucking cigarettes. Smoke fucking.
Who's crack?
Smoke meth.
You can smoke meth.
Dear Lord, can't let the man speak.
But
go.
All right, so there is an overpopulation problem with the fucking world. There's not enough fucking resources in order to fucking sustain the entire world population as it stands, right?
Correct.
Right. No.
I disagree.
I counted that argument out.
There's
I
a
really
distribution.
That's what I was a lot of people say.
I told you.
I'm gonna
visually
disagree
told
at
you.
That because
that was nice. That was nice.
Well, everyone in the whole world, that's 9 billion people, could fit in Texas and have an acre of land each.
Well, it's like merely a resource distribution problem.
How much land in Texas is irrigatable and farmable?
Fuck all of you guys. Texas. I got stock in Monsanto. We're going to feed everybody.
With babies.
Genetically modified everyone babies.
With... check it out. Somebody died. Two people were born. From one of those can be died. Fed to everybody
people
else.
People die all the time. I mean, are you kidding me?
There's we good grow amino old, acids.
We live, we die.
But, you were saying, when he's drinking whiskey, if for the listening audience, he has to think while he drinks.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If you think about it, though, most of the people that die, though, are older people, and there's more meat on the bone. They'll feed more.
Older what kind people? Of old people are you working with? We're trying to fatten them up, it don't work.
Older people die early.
Early people
that
die
makes
old.
Absolutely no sense.
That don't make no kind of sense.
But if you don't want to live long enough to reap the benefits of what you've produced, then you should buy into the New World Order. Because they want you to... pay for every breath.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
Breath. Every breath you take means you.
Yeah. Pharaoh did ask me if I had a topic for tonight. I did. I came up with an idea, something we could talk about.
What should we talk about? What's the topic?
Role of theology in capitalism.
Theology in capitalism.
Or religion.
Theocracy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oligarchy.
It only took one dude to pick up on it, but I mean,
so
seriously,
capitalism
how
turns into oligarchy.
Capitalism returns into Catholicism.
During the Dark Ages, it was only the church that was keeping track of the fucking money. And the fucking laws and the fucking education and shit. So from when the Dark Ages got shown light, I guess in a sense, the
see
church has always
light.
Been in the fucking in the goddamn the in the melting pot.
The light is my torch.
The church has had the purse
strings. As it reflects upon my pitchfork.
The purse strings is right.
And then I'm storming the castle with my torch and my pitchfork.
He grasped the concept very well. What I was talking about. I'm sorry to commandeer or anything, but. What he was just saying and what I think we're both saying is the church has had the purse strings for so long that when capitalism became a predominant thing, even atheists are falling into the role of submissive peons to a church that is no longer a church. It's the church
useful
of the dollar.
Idiots,
the
they
church
call
of
them.
The dollar.
Useful idiots.
Motherfucker can't even get a job without
oh,
a fucking
are you
hearing
an idiot?
To all the goddamn rules
but
of the church
But you are useful because mm-hmm. you don't know.
The church of
You're
the dollar.
You're just being used. So the useful idiots...
I'm going to
dominate.
No, no.
Our engineer just left us. He just ran out of the room.
And he's like, fuck you guys.
I think he was afraid we were going to eat him.
Sirens are coming in.
He does have a little bit of baby fat.
We do cannibalism.
I would nibble.
Cannibalism, hedonism, you name it, we got it all. But all the isms. We are a group of isms here.
I despise isms.
Our society
ism.
Is isms.
I despise that
the
so
society
much.
Of isms. What's your favorite ism?
Alcoholism.
Jism. Jism.
Jism like
ism?
Jism is an ism.
Jism.
Jism is an ism.
J-ism.
But I like love-ism. We have love here.
Love-ism.
We give love. We accept love.
I love myself this morning.
I appreciate it.
And I loved myself in the bathroom earlier.
I loved
earlier.
Myself three times.
Hey, I ain't got all day to jack around. I mean, I do that. I make time for it.
And it's my main thing I do.
37 seconds. That's my fucking record.
Dude, that's nice. Dude, you're holding a land speed record there.
You did a couple years in juvie, though. That's nothing.
Yeah, a couple of years. Where did you go to juvie? I was in juvie.
Oh, boy. Hey, here we go.
J-Dog, this...
There's a youth correctional facility not too far away from here. I spent...
There's one in Miles City.
One in Miles City, that one.
Yeah, North Carolina.
All right. Okay.
Candy cane fences, man.
So, empty radio.
I watched those fuckers get built.
Oh, really? Oh, so you were there with like at Range Riders and
Sundance. I was there back in the day when they had,
We're getting off topic.
Independent... Juvenile prison is... Is it not a good place to grow up?
It's worse than regular prison. No, juveniles are treated with like we're a responsibility for the state.
I'm going to bring it back around to we sort of are on what the original topic was, whatever the hell that was. But if he went to the one that was not too far away and he pointed out that direction over there, that was a Christian and still is a Christian-based program. It was even worse back then, though.
No, that was a non-state-run program, though.
Yeah, it used
privately
to be a women's
funded,
prison. It was a boys' home for like.
Are you talking about YBG? Or you're talking about Pine Hills.
Pine Pinehills, yeah.
Yeah, no, Pinehills is that way.
Oh, okay.
East.
Well, you put it the wrong direction. You fucked me all up.
Hey, man, you got to
fucking me all up.
You're talking about YBGR.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yellowstone Boys and Girls.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Christian.
They did a whole slew of things, and they did get state funding originally, but they were originally privately funded.
Well, now they're
all... We better get back on topic here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can talk about how they're indoctrinating people into the prison system at 12.
What is the topic?
Institutional.
What?
I said the role of theology.
What
in capitalism.
Is the topic?
So something less local.
What's a what?
The role of theology in capitalism.
So let's talk about what.
All right. So what?
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 What the fuck?
The creating of the state into a religion. The creating of
you've been to Utah.
Well, we're going to say, you know, the political correctness is taking over as a religion. Is that not true?
I would say capitalism entirely.
Yeah, capitalism is so...
If you were not successful, then you were not allowed in the new sect.
You know my favorite politically correct
you can
term?
You can be atheist and have money. If you have money, then you're okay.
Here's my favorite politically correct term. No longer are people short. They are vertically challenged.
That's a Stalinist term right there, yes.
That's a term that makes me want to punch myself directly in the dick.
If you were tall enough to punch yourself, you could.
You can put challenged behind anything. Financially challenged. I'm
H-Dog. Yeah, no, you is challenged. You're thoughtilifically challenged.
How did I get skipped? I said that on the air.
You is challenged, so you shall step forward and no longer be challenged.
If you lay your hands on me, I'll be healed.
And I don't know anything.
You know how many times I've heard that shit before?
I'm going to go with a dozen.
But where will they lay their hands on
me? I was
saying, hey now. That's the story between me and my priest.
Thing is, if I'm smarter than everyone else, then would I not have a better view on things?
Can I tell you? No one
accepts my view. Because
no one accepts
no
my
one
view. You can't be smarter than anybody.
Ain't no depth, one accepting
the depth my motherfucking that I propose view. As fact, and they don't understand because they can't comprehend. If they don't understand and they can't comprehend,
then they can't comprehend.
And they will never be able to pass forth the knowledge unto anyone else.
Pass forth knowledge.
No knowledge being passed forth.
These are good new mics you guys got. I'm glad this is the first show we did with them.
I want to give a shout out to Shure Mics. These cocksuckers represent these the real suckers. Shit.
That's what I was thinking. These motherfuckers.
I cannot even believe that you
think
like
shit.
They
this are. Is a promotion that's going to last.
I got a question here. Have you ever felt so good about stepping up to something so long and hard and putting your mouth close to it?
Oh my God.
What kind of information are you trying to get about myself?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, this is a very phallic object here.
What he's asking is, have you ever enjoyed the thought of sucking a dick?
I like sure mics.
Well, it kind of depends on how much money's going to be.
Is it hot?
Oh, my
dear God. Lord. Dear dude. Lord, no. I called him a whore earlier, but really, no.
But, you know, you're never going to fucking enjoy. I'm gonna be crying the whole fucking time and shit, you know. So,
all right,
no,
tell me, you tried to suck your
that
kind of
hetero dick sucking. Like two dudes just crying, they're all limp, they're afraid.
I don't want to do that.
Break your back? Can you imagine you tried to suck your dick and you broke your back or something? Like, fucking. I mean, like.
How you call the hospital?
You get found. You're all on your phone, like, yeah, I got a problem here.
No, I dialed with my nose.
Never.
I totally dialed this with my
These
nose.
These motherfuckers get caught with a gerbil in their ass that they can't
they
get out.
They were rich. That was Richard Gere.
They had a gerbil in their ass.
Yeah, it's okay
it
when you're rich.
I don't think that's
if you're
that
rich,
probably
if
kill
you were rich, you could shove a small Chilean boy up your ass. You'd be like cool with
that. That would be different than a
fucking Korean little prostitute can you go through before you leave.
Say some weird shit like I just wanted to know what it's like to be
pregnant. Light of Lemmy Winks.
And a Chilean boy.
Okay, well.
So here we are with a gerbil and a Chilean boy up a guy,
so
Richard Gere's ass.
Okay. Keeps getting passed around.
So,
We love Richard Easass, Chilean boy, and a hamster.
It is 9:20.
They all walk into a bar.
And they all walk into a bar.
They walk into Stalin's office.
We need and they all walk into Stalin's office. We need a call in. It's 406-545.
We need a punchline.
4496 with a punchline to that joke.
Yeah.
If not, I've got one and you're not going to like it.
Nobody's
going to. Our dog, Riz.
I'm speaking clean. Call clean.
Are you kidding me? My name is Tic Tac.
So this little Jewish boy, he asked, he said, "Dad, can I borrow $50? His dad said, $40? What do you need $30 for?
$40 shoes.
I was going to say, since you brought up the subject to your priest, do you know how you get a nun pregnant?
Priest, the same way you get a witch
dress
pregnant.
You dress fuck like an altar boy. Oh.
I thought the same way you get a witch pregnant, like, you fucker.
Well, I mean, how do you make a witch ride her broom correctly? You take off her panties and make her stick to it.
Oh, yeah.
You're reaching.
I got a joke for you. I found it on the internet the other day.
Holy shit, it's true.
This is real. A boy goes to his dad and asks, "What's the difference between hypothetically and realistically?" He says, and the father says to his son, "Well, go ask your mother and your sister if they would sleep with a man for $1 million." So the son goes asking his mom, "Would you sleep with a man for $1 million?" And she was like, "Of course I would." He goes and asks his sister, "Would you sleep with a man for $1 million?" Sister says, "Oh, fucking course I would." So son goes back to the dad and says, "Well, mom and sister both said that yes. They would sleep with a man for $1 million." And he's father's like, "Well, the difference between hypothetically and realistically is hypothetically we're sitting on $2 million, but realistically we're living with a couple whores."
<Ba-da-boom>.
And nice. We're going to music.
Can
now.
I keep that? Can I keep that, Nate?
I found it on the internet.
I'm going to keep that one if you don't mind.
Is it awesome? I thought it was pretty good.
That was fucking wonderful. It was fucking wonderful.
Okay, Professor, take us out into some Montana music.
Oh, gee, Rocky.
Montana music.
I can't just sit here and do nothing. I guess according to steps, I have to do this. Right? For me?
We'll be right back. Intel scanner here
on
mtvideo.net. 406-545-4496.
545-4496. We love you so much.
Option one.
Call in now.
Please.
Do it. The voice is
if you don't call in, that means you are a shiksa.
That was the wrong moment, but... So we're at the last segment here.
Here we are.
Yes.
20 minutes. We got 20 minutes. Twang.
So what show? This is show six?
This is
Intel Scanner 6.
Show
6.
Number 39.
I was waiting.
Have we been doing it that long?
39.
We have so much love to give to everyone right now.
So much.
I want to insert my love into you right now.
Let's give a big ups to Barack Obama and Eric Holder. I can't say enough about these two gentlemen.
They give us so much material.
They give us so much material and... I mean, Eric Holder brought us fucking... He was a player in the Oklahoma City, so I just have to say big ups. Been thinking about Oklahoma City bombing lately. I don't know why. Been on my mind lately. I just
would say... Nostalgia.
Big Eric Holder. He was the underboss to Janet Reno at that time.
Wow.
Janet, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Take him off. Untwist it. No, crawl under the mic
stand. What's going on? Holy shit, I'm
scared. One of our hosts is trying to put his headphones on.
OMG.
Yeah.
I love you.
I hate my life.
I love all you so much. I want to say this. Ebola.
Say it.
Oh, I love coming Ebola. Up. Ebola coming up.
Ebola.
Everyone.
Ebola.
I know, right?
A little for me, a little for you.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, dude.
Share it with all your friends.
It's like AIDS, only better.
Don't keep it to yourself.
It's worse than
don't
herpes.
Don't keep it to yourself.
You can't get it if you don't give.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
You girls are so pretty.
Oh my God.
Who's these two sexy bitches?
Yeah. So,
you know you're wearing my headphones,
now,
right?
All right, now you mock and you jest. I mock and I jest.
Surely you jest.
Here is the thing.
Who you call
within the next several weeks, everyone here, everyone listening, there's no one listening.
I'm listening to you.
They're all dead of Ebola. They're all dead.
Yeah, no, it's coming to America. Like Eddie Murphy. I'm just saying.
When the end comes, only
coming to America.
Like from Africa. Like Eddie Murphy was from Africa.
Your penis is clean, Your Highness. Yeah. That's coming to America. Your penis is clean, Your Highness.
Eddie Murphy is Ebola.
Ebola.
The
is
royal penis is clean.
Eddie Murphy
your
is going to bring Ebola to the United States. That is just, that has happened here on the Intel Scanner.
I'm going to foretell the future here. When Ebola wipes through the United States, the only people that will survive are the people that are right here in this room for the Intel Scanner and MTRadio.net and all the other shows. So come down, get involved, and survive the plague.
Surprisingly enough, the amplitude of the frequency that this radio station puts out eradicates any Ebola in your fucking
blood. Only if you sit on your speaker.
Ebola is dead by radio frequency. That's news.
No.
Yeah.
That breaking is news.
Science. Fucker with science, buddies.
It's real easy to do.
There we go.
It works best with females. Place the speaker between your legs.
The sound of my rich, deep voice shall kill.
That's Buddhism. Now that's Buddhism. The sound of our rich, deep voices in unison will bring peace and tranquility to your vagina.
Think about Ebola. You could like Ebola is like a trance thing.
Ebola.
I'm pretty sure it's more like
Ebola. Ebola. It's disease for you. Ebola.
Y'all
Ebola.
Feeling so hot, you guys.
Coming to a story.
If you catch this one, you're through.
I think I have Ebola.
Did we drink this bottle of Jameson this past? We should call this episode the Jameson episode. Most of my episodes are Jameson episodes. I mean,
oh,
by
maybe
my
I have
episodes,
one more little before it's
by
gone.
My episodes, I mean, like the episodes of, you know, psychological
breakdowns.
Look at
all the alcoholics screaming for the bottle before it's gone.
How come?
Hey, wait a minute. I got a question, guys. This is important shit. I got a question.
Okay.
Something disappeared a few years back, and I want to know where in the hell it went, because it was the big scare before Ebola. And it was kind of cool, though, because it was
H1N1?
That whole zombie thing.
H1N1?
No. What happened to the flesh-eating bacteria? What? Remember that shit?
They replaced it with a weird African spider that was going to bite you and give you the flesh-eating thing.
Well, they have
replaced
they used
by
nuggets.
Crocodile.
I never heard
no,
about
no, this. They keep the same three propaganda and fear topics going, a virus that you can't see, smell, or taste. What's just going to feel like the flu, but you're going to die.
That's
right?
Ebola.
Then you have the bug that has moved from its natural territory because we delicate.
And communism.
Virus.
And
un-American. Not American. You're not American. You're a virus or you're a bug.
Ouch.
I hate bugs.
It goes in your mouth, not your eyes.
See why it works?
Well, that's how
I hate
create.
Bugs too.
Did you guys see that he's stuck in his eye? It doesn't go in his eye.
Is it a plank? Or a speck.
Are they creating a new virus?
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Oh, yeah. They're always trying to.
Are you asking rhetorical questions?
I am.
Or are you just being stupid?
Are you?
Are you? Have you drank yourself to stupidity?
They're creating the gay virus. You guys know that, though. They're going to make us all gay.
I love everyone.
Everybody knew that.
Anyone.
What happened to that one when there was actually people who believed that they were going to make us gay?
Like the chemtrails?
with the chemtrails? Like, chemtrails? Whatever, they just joined in with like some pseudoscience dudes. They were like these hicks were like,
wow.
These science nerds are going to make us gay with their book learning. So they joined in with some learned individuals and said, well, they're going to use their chemicals to make us gay.
I've done a lot of chemicals.
Do you guys feel gay yet? Do you guys feel gay yet?
I've done a lot of chemicals,
like an
and I'm still not gay.
Man, I've done a lot of chemicals, too. And
all right, you girls. I you want to hear what the real deal is on gayness?
Do I?
Dude, no. What?
Laugh as
are
you
Are you
know.
Asking? Are you still asking rhetorical questions?
Yes. Laugh as you might.
Can you pass the coke?
You can,
you pass the
all
coke?
You want. You yeah. fucking niggers.
Give this guy some
fuck
coke.
Fuck you, nigger.
All right, listen to this.
The first thing I
he
need.
He dropped R on the
whoa,
end of
whoa,
that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You guys are
did he say it?
Beautiful.
Did he say it? Did he say it?
All right, my that's niggers cool. back.
Everybody pointed
at my niggers back in Detroit, man.
Too much
back
for
in the D. They is tic-tac.
Back in the D, the Rock City.
My
we do easier.
So here's the thing.
Do you know Kiss?
Do you know Slim Shady?
They don't know themselves. Have you seen like Paul Stanley's face?
Any man that wears makeup doesn't know himself.
Ace really
doesn't
can't recognize himself. That's why he keeps getting plastic surgery.
I have kissed.
Tongue
I have
extensions. I'll bet he's really popular with the girls.
Because they cause he looks like one.
You even really
here's the thing. Okay, listen.
Okay.
I want to.
Seriously, people.
You have our utmost attention.
We're listening.
Everyone wants to listen to this part.
This is where gayness came from.
If you have never been gay before, it means that your mother was not deficient in minerals and vitamins during her pregnancy.
Yeah, if you're gay,
does
gay,
anyone have a gun?
Have a gun. I don't know about that one.
No. About the time when I flossed a buckshot. So no, hold on. So also,
whoa.
If you were an ICP juggalo, then your mom
so
had toxoplasmosis.
So,
no, your mom had toxoplasmosis. They said there's a direct link. The
I
onion
don't like
said
juggalos.
There's a direct link between kids who are juggalos and their mothers living with cat feces.
You know what's funny?
That's too much pussy in the house. What that is?
Our
the onion said it. It's got to be true.
Yeah, our producer. You're speaking about juggalos. Our producer. We had a conversation a couple weeks back, and he was saying about how the juggalos were put on an FBI watch list as a terrorist group. Hold on. And he was saying how the juggalos got
this
put on
true.
The FBI as a terrorist watch group. And be like, well, then how the fuck can we get put on this fucking list for some goddamn
free publicity? You gotta be shamelessly self-promote yourself. No, hold on. Now, I say there has been an ICP for every generation. It was it was Kiss Army originally, right?
Yeah, all right.
So there has been a group of clowns since the original clowns. No,
ooh.
Since the original clowns.
Ooh.
Pagliacci.
Now it's the end.
Pagliacci, the sad clown. Since the beginning of clowns, there have been these entertainers that choose to paint their faces.
Clowns are so scary. Like once every you seen the movie It?
Because people love other people painting their faces. Normal people like to watch other people dress up and masquerade around like a bunch of faggots. Now, the Kiss Army did the thing. Pagliacci did the thing. You got
Pagliacci.
You got ICP later on. And then after that, you got what? Hollywood Undead? Right?
That's and then now, Miley Cyrus hits the scene.
Yeah, well, she's wearing about enough makeup for the thing. But, I mean, it's a house seriously, of a you're dealing with scary clown, sad clown, happy clown. It used to be happy and sad, but they started marketing fear to us as a fucking thing. Like, I mean, that's what's entertaining now is fear, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to be entertained unless it makes you afraid or uncomfortable.
That's what's always been entertaining. That's what Rome entertained.
That's right. Cops has gone on for 20 fucking years.
Fear. That's what Rome entertained is fear. That's what always kept the slaves in order was, I mean, the Bible will tell you. Yes.
But I'm talking about it. It's the entertaining portion. It's the entertaining portion.
And I say to you that there is only two temples of entertainment a government has to provide its people. The temple of law and the temple of entertainment.
Yes,
that is it.
Yes, sir.
That's it, right there.
And fear is directly involved in both.
In both. Absolutely.
In both.
Amen.
Propaganda.
I think this is the first on the MT Radio community. Nate and Hunter just agreed. Nate and Hunter just firmly agreed.
You guys better do a shot on that.
Who the fuck is Nate?
We don't say our names on this radio show.
Hunter. Nate Dog, 80-pound ball.
I'm going to call you Nate then.
Bob 3.
Bob
3.
I'm
going
to call Steve,
Bob.
Nate, and Rick.
Look, Bob
John.
4. Okay. Bob, tell Bob 3 to fucking...
We got a dark...
Anyway, it's the first...
Bob 3, shut the fuck up.
There. Can I be Bob 3?
But you are Bob 3. He's yes. Bob 4.
Success.
Bob 5.
Hey,
he's Jim.
Can I just be Bob Sled?
Bob Sled? Yeah, you can be
as
Bob Sled.
Sled.
Bob Sled. That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank
Bob
you.
Bob Sled. As always.
Two D's.
I want to be Kebab.
Double D, motherfucker.
Kebab.
Shish. Oh, no, that sounds too Arab.
Shish. Kebab.
Yeah, we don't want any terrorists.
Of course it sounds Arab. I want the NSA here. I'll be Kebab.
Shish. That's a cool name. Shish.
I wish I could shish people just like as much as I want to.
I fucking do.
Like, I get a whole bag full of them.
You could just walk up to like a dude wearing like affliction shit or whatever, or like tap out gear and just be like,
"The fuck down."
Hey,
that one worked.
H, I brought you here to say all these things that you are saying.
Oh,
thank God for you. My anonymous friend.
Please don't thank him.
He's a dude from the fucking alley.
I love that guy. Friend, don't involve him in my workings
Nathan,
and dealings.
Nathan.
Is an You got buzzard.
Hey, we have a caller.
We have a caller.
We're going to celebrate the caller. Can I?
Oh, the tech guy just left the room.
He left the room?
Can you hear the callers?
Wait a second. Is he on? Hello. There
you're
we
on,
go.
You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? Where you call from?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm just listening here at the NFA. Langley, Virginia. I didn't mean to call. I'm about to hit a button here. I just want to say you guys a big hit. You better cool it on the Ebola thing. Don't let the secrets out.
Well, I just want to say fuck Ebola and fuck the NSA. So that
I want to say you're doing a poor job of disguising your voice.
Oh, I better go. My supervisor is calling. Oh, shit.
Oh, is that the one that blew me?
I think you're
don't
so pretty.
Don't fuck off. Stand up. Staples nuts to a stack of paper.
Hey, we're glad you called in.
Our second call-in from the NSA. We had a call-in on second show.
Neither of those were from
Let's get a round of applause for the NSA. Thank you for spying on us.
I will believe in your power when you can tell me what my dick looks like when I meet you.
How long is it?
You have a very
flaccid.
You have a distinctive penis.
They already told me it's flaccid.
Mr. Anderson.
They were like, you're pathetic.
Your penis is shaped like a
the
squash.
NSA like listens to this.
There are only listeners.
More than anyone else.
You know, there's a whole list of words that automatically flag you for the NSA and Homeland Security. Right. We need to get that list and just roll through them some night.
We've already ran through every word on their list.
Show Obama.
This show is the bomb.
You're a bunch of fucking fags.
I'm pretty sure NSA is faggots.
Bomb, terrorist, Obama.
Gathering.
Bible.
I'm pretty sure Obama's
Israel. Zionist.
And
I still want to hear it. We were doing jokes earlier. I want to do another joke, if I may.
Oh.
I just want to hear the president, like, one time, like, Jew's the only racist slur that you can say that is the same, like, it's a racist slur and it is,
isn't
like,
Obama
the same.
A Jew?
You say Jew, well, I'm sure he is, or a Muslim or whatever. He believes in eight.
He sure screwed us like one.
Hey! But a boom! I'll clap for that one.
I love you. Joke, I mean.
No, but so I just want to hear him say it like one time, like, you know, the hard J. Like,
ooh. Jew.
Well, I just want Jew. all Arabs and Muslims and Jews to get
fucking
along.
Jews.
Like, no, because you can say Jew, and if you say it like that, then it sounds like you're a fucking racist.
The hard J.
But if you say Jews and Muslims, and then it sounds okay. It's some Jews. Yeah. The hard J. Jew. I just want to hear him slip it in there. Like, Muslims, Arabs, Jews.
Kikes.
Like, How does it fit so easily? You know what I mean? The anger. If you put some stank on it, it's suddenly racist. I don't know. I wish all words work that way.
Well, they
you
do.
Could just say
you
it with stank.
Say, hey, nigga, what's up?
Hey, nigger.
You filthy.
Nigger.
Heathen.
Or nigger.
We start calling people heathens.
We broke the N-word barrier.
Oh, shit. Like, is that the first time?
We've never dropped. I think
he broke it first, but I'll say it again if need be.
He's black,
it's
though.
Called with the heart.
He's black.
He's not black. He's from Detroit.
Same thing.
Yeah. And
well,
your
yeah,
point
he's
is?
From the ghetto, man. I mean, if
we're giving the NSA all way too much
Eminem
information.
Can pull it off.
So shout out to my nigga. Tic-tac.
Tic-tac. Flossie B and the Teflon crew.
That nigga T. That nigga T.
And the G.
Flossie B.
Flossie B.
What up, nigga?
Monica.
My nigga. I love you.
Pharaoh's having
you, I love niggas so much.
You're molesting you that microphone.
Like I do.
All of these niggas love you
well,
too.
Well, we got 1 minute left in regular time. We can fucking keep rolling.
Hey, can I prostitute myself
I
for a second?
Say this.
Yes,
I'm not afraid of saying who I am. I'm Hunter Johnson. I run the open mic night at the Rail Yard on Tuesdays, 9:30. To all the not people that are listening and to any of the
Billings
people that
Montana.
Choose to listen to the archives, please come down on Tuesday nights, 9:30. When you're just about to be done tuning into this.
Shameless.
And get your jam on.
Get your jam on. It's open session. If you're a poet or a comedian, also do that thing.
Rock out with a cock out, right?
Nate, you should just come down there and do a reading. I'll have you do a reading.
Do a reading.
We do poetry.
A glimpse into your next novel.
Like tarot reading?
No, not like a glimpse into your next novel.
No.
Ooh.
I was going to post a little something on Facebook. I was thinking about it.
Shameless self-promotion.
Can I do a reading of the fucking Constitution?
You can read the fucking Constitution. I'll play music. I'll play ominous, disturbing, like Sarah Marshall style music to your reading of the Constitution. It'll sound like a death march.
Oh, right. We are now an Intel scanner overdrive.
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 So, apparently, if you're listening now, then you're going to be in for some serious shit.
Now right? It is only the NSA listening.
Dude, it was always only the NSA.
So, I've got the shit in my
all
house
there is
that
is
I can burn through the fucking engine blocks of cop cars on a regular basis if I needed to.
White phosphorus. I love that stuff. I used to play with that in the military.
Thermite. Magnesium thermite. It'll if you put it on the hood of a cop car, you set a blowtorch to it. One of those little tiny miniature little pocket
thermite
ones.
Is
iron oxide as well. You want some iron oxide.
White phosphorus does that
too. Just sketch.
Pop the top,
it'll,
set it on the hood,
it'll
burn through
hole.
The engine block.
Yeah, it'll burn a
sketch.
Hole from the hood to the ground.
Etch a sketch.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful.
Have you ever had an etch?
We should do that.
That's from a TV show, Pharaoh.
I've got an etch a sketch in the other room.
That's like saying that
and
everything
that
MacGyver does works.
In there.
Did you ever see the best one? In MacGyver's words, the most ridiculous MacGyver ever was when he built a fucking helicopter, like a backpack helicopter, and flew out of the fucking
he
thing.
Built a jetpack.
In his words, he said that was the most ridiculous bullshit ever in a TV show.
I've always wondered that.
He
like,
built a backpack helicopter and flew out of a fucking some kind of
I've always wondered how many like reasonably intelligent actors were like wanted to stop in
be
the
like,
middle of the filming of
am
a thing
I an idiot?
Like are you serious? This
There's
is
no
what we're
capable.
Doing. You want me to act like that? Like, as an actor, I'm gonna find it difficult to find it in my person to do something so fucking ridiculous.
All actors sell their soul to the New World Order.
I mean, there's got to be a moment where even you're like, this is fucking
retarded. Have you ever seen Sylvester Stallone in Rhinestone? It's with Dolly Parton in like 1976.
Oh my God.
It's before Rambo. You won't even believe.
Was
it's
it before?
You won't even believe.
It's got to be after Rocky.
It's about the same time. It is the most ridiculous.
Have you heard the Sylvester Stallone story about like how he made Rocky
together?
No, did you hear about like 6 months before Rocky was filmed? Sylvester Stallone was he might have done a gay porn. He was a brutal alcoholic who was like suffering on the street. He had to sell his dog in front of a liquor store and shit. He's got this stupid script for Rocky or whatever.
So why didn't he eat his dog instead?
No shit.
Because he's not a fucking because he's not as good as the moral mathematics as
he ain't
no
Rambo.
Oh fuck.
No, he sold in front of the liquor store, he fucking sells his dog and gets a bottle and he says, "Hey, can you take care of my dog?" I think he might have given it away, whatever. So the ugly duckling story of Sylvester Stallone was that he wrote this fucking script for Rocky, and he's like pimping himself out shamelessly, you know, promoting himself.
Well, he was doing porn before,
but
that.
He's just drinking booze. I didn't hear about the gay porn thing. I totally
Italian,
believe it.
It wasn't gay porn. It was regular porn. Oh, well,
I just threw gay in there for fun.
But I'm sure for the right
whatever.
Person,
I mean, what I'm saying is he was poor as hell. Like, I mean, the dude was like he was selling his dog. So I mean, he's poor.
He was selling his dick too.
No, but he refused. They offered him like whoever published or whoever, you know, did all the production for Rocky, they offered him this huge, like, we'll give you $500,000 or some shit for your script, and, you know, at the time it was a huge amount of money. He's like, fuck you, I want to be the lead role.
That's
in it.
The
and they're
way.
Like, you can't talk and you're ugly. So, like, we really don't want you,
you
in the movie.
Adrian, yeah, like, get buff. Get buff and maybe we can work with you.
No, he was actually still buff then. I think he still lifted weights and shit. Like, I mean, he acted.
That's what
moments
he
after.
As was a
no, he took a huge cut. He got like one fifth of what they originally offered him, but he held out. To star
just so he could
in it,
boost
so
his
he could,
fucking ego,
so he could star in the well, of course, so he could boost his ego. What does any man do anything
well,
for pussy or
fucking,
for his ego? And the pussy kind of feeds the ego.
And
money
and
also
ego,
feeds the. It's
pussy.
All the. It's all the ego, dude. And what ego. You're everything you're saying sounds like
my ego.
Vanity. It's my favorite. Scene.
I need pussy and money to feed my vanity. Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
I don't feel that great. I have a lot of
what's
pussy.
I tend to differ with that.
Should
if you
we
get
end
the right
it?
Pussy, you don't need any money. She will give it to you.
Hey, the universal currency. That's been currency since a long time ago.
Well, we're gonna wrap this up. Intel scanner Tuesday nights.
Don't forget about the overtime, motherfuckers.
NSA fucking loves it. You should love it. No call-ins.
We love it.
Heart's
we love
broken.
You.
So we'll just call it a wrap.
And we'll
Intel scanner.
We'll see you next week.
Scanner.
Ooh, that
scanner,
was sexy.
Scanner.